Well, there wasn't any work to be had in Tempe proper, so he got the idea of sprinkling the streets of Tempe. He got a 100-gallon drum and hooked a sprayer on it and would push this thing up and down the streets, watering the streets.
He pushed it, or it was horse-drawn?
No,
he pushed it. Kind of a variation on the old push cart.
Yeah. But then he got enough money to open a little store, which he did at the corner of 5th Street and Myrtle in Tempe. And that went along fairly well. And then he enlarged the store.
What kind of a store was it?
General merchandise.
Like a trading post?
Almost like a trading post. And then the Indians started to come over from the Salt River Reservation. You know that one on McDowell as you go to Mason?
Yes.
They used to come over to Tempe because they had no one to trade with across the river. So they'd come over there and trade with them. So then he built a large barn, and he bought enough land so the Indians would have room to settle on for a day or two.